as we get the final minute of warm up. It's Tomas Meese with RBI Game of the Week, bringing you this special B tournament action from the Spokane Arena, way over on the east side of the state of Washington. And on the other side of the curtain, David Kusick is struggling against Mossy Rock. Minute and a half to go before the half. Mossy Rock leading 25-22. Here is Kings West leading 23-17 over Lynn Richfield Broncos. And you can expect a battle here in the second half as both teams have shown the ability to score, to defend, rebound, and particularly for the Broncos, the opportunity to throw some pressure on the other team. So it's going to be a test of will, a test of concentration for Adam Schillmeyer, Stan Moore, Adam Burleson, Eric Bright, Jesse Reeves, and Philip Wrigley, the seniors from the Kings West Warrior, making the first ever school trip to the state tournament, trying to close out on a winning note. They'd love to just continue to win all the way through the end of the big dance that they have dreamed about since their childhood basketball days. And we talked with some of the kids about their childhood days, Jesse Reeves and Adam Schillmeyer, ever since grade school. And they're out of the break right now, ready to start. And Rick Walker wants to know why the other team is so slow to come out of the huddle. They see the same huddle as we do. They've got the same warning horn, we do, and whistle. And they're allowed an extra 20 seconds. Okay, let's get going here as Tom Jones, the referee, tosses the ball to Jesse Reeves. Matched up there in the second half, Andy Wellstand. And a much more high-level pressure. They're going to have to find a way to break it down at the high part of the court and work it down low. Schillmeyer, cross-court to Reeves, looks for Moore down low and tries to dribble out. And he's on the line before he can get rid of it. Good call by Tom Jones right on the line. And more an option, wondering why he doesn't go. That corner, probably they're trying to keep away from it. So here comes Lynn Richfield trying to get out of the hole, 6 points, win this ball game for the folks from District 7. They won their Bi-County League and came in second to Northwest Christian. And they do come out and score a two-pointer on the right-hand side. It's 23-19. That six-point lead evaporated to four. Let's see if the Kings West Warriors can keep their heads and find some scoring out of District 2. 7:14 o'clock. Schillmeyer goes for three and answers my question just like that. Good job, boys. And it's 26-19 for the lead. Back to seven. Even more than at halftime. Pratt way out. Gives it to McPherson in the corner. Redstaff feeds it in. The Cameron Stevenson's been very effective. Not in low where he was there. Eric Bright's really hassled him, but putting it in outside. So they will move inside and outside and keep you defensively moving. And speaking of defensively moving, Stan Moore hustling and a long range shot by John McPherson. Answers the Kings West Warriors call. And it's 26-22. Back to four, double team near the arc. Lampson coming up to help, and Reeves overthrows him for another Warrior turnover. Rick Walker applauding, saying, good idea, get it sorted out. Adam Schillmeyer talking on the floor to Jesse Reeves. We do have time on that clock, let's use it. So with 6:40 to go here in the third period, the Broncos, 26-22 their deficit. Andy Wellsatt dribbles to the left, goes to the free throw line, pops it out to McPherson, wants to go over to Stevenson, but in the corner instead it goes to Jake Phillips. Down low to Jake Pratt. He tries to force his way through two of the tallest ones, Lamson and Bright for the Warriors. And Wellsatt baseline, McPherson drives, and he leaps over a lunging Adam Schillmeyer, and it's 26-24. Brand new ballgame, folks. 6:09 to go in the third period. Schillmeyer down to Lamson. Bright. Right side to Jesse Reeves. Work to be done, folks. Long way to go. Stan Moore back out to Reeves. Swings near the left side. Lamson at the top point. Wilson cuts that off and chases Reeves where the ball goes to Schillmeyer. Lamson down the point. This is wide to Stan Moore. Drives the baseline. Tries to bank it in, but McPherson gets the rebound on the other side of the basket. Chance to tie or go ahead. McPherson forcing behind Reeves. Good job. Going to the floor. It's Bright back it away. And it's thrown away by Jake Pratt and chased down by Andy Wellstand. You can hear the cheerleaders getting in the ball game behind us. Down low, Cameron Stevenson. And a really cheap foul called against Adam Schillmeyer. John Hansen, I don't like to chew the referees up, but I did not see that at all. And Schillmeyer looking in bewilderment as Tom Jones tries to sort things out for the Warriors. And they're going to have to deal well, the anomalies of the state tournament, and sometimes the officiating is going to be one you don't always agree with, as always in a ball game. Let's see how they respond. 26-all, the second tie of the game here with 5:30 to go in the third period. Timeout called, and cooler tempers will prevail. I'm Tomas Smith with RBI Game of the Week. We'll be right back. So after that timeout, back to the free throw line comes Cameron Stevenson. And he'll try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play from the charity stripe, and goes. Ramsma inbound to Adam Schildmeier. Kings West needing to show their ability to control a pressure game, as the Broncos have maybe discovered their only opportunity, and they've taken advantage now for their first lead of the ballgame. 27-26, 5:13 in the clock. Warriors work the ball. McPherson and Wellstand up high, defending. Stevenson forces Moore all the way across the court. Down low, it's going to be the elbow to the block, and up to the rack goes Eric White as Lansman dished it well. 28-27, and the third lead of the game for the Kings West Warriors. McPherson goes from right to left, quickly down to the baseline. Nick Ashley quickly into the ball game for Coach Dwight Bluegrass. John McPherson out to Jake Phillips over Lansma, and not protecting very well as it's on the line, though, as he's got to prevent Jake Pratt, the big guy, from getting in there. Tallest man on the team at 6'2". Miles Forrest, the sophomore, not seeing much action. Eric Bright retains the ball. Reeves, three-point country. A lot of pressure in the corner to Schildmeier. Down low on the blocks, left-hand side. Bright tries to work against Reeves. Schildmeier into Lansma outside the key, and he bounces it off the key, the rim, and down comes the Broncos with a rebound. Looks like John McPherson has it. 28-27, the Warriors lead. Jake Phillips wants to shoot, but instead gets Justin McPherson. He'll take the three-point shot and can do it. Lansma tips the rebound in to Reeves. Cross court, cross midcourt to Schildmeier. Quickly, two defenders. Hits Reeves on the right-hand side. A three-point play by Jesse Reeves. 27. 3:40 on the clock here at Spokane Arena. And it's the second game and their first ever trip to state for the Kings West Warriors. Lynn Richfield, been here before. Jesse Reeves now against Wellstone. Left-hand side, Schildmeier in the corner. Phillips fronting him. Eric Bright trying to hold it, and Jake Pratt fouling him. Ball near the baseline as Pratt draws his first personal foul. On the inbound all the way out to Reeves at the top of the key. McPherson keeping an eye on him. Confident look in his face. Reeves bounces out to Schildmeier. Down low to Bright again. He's going to be very physically fronted there by Kratt, but he drops away to put that one in. 33-27. 6-point lead again. The halftime lead. He only got up to 7 before losing it. And Coach Dwight Bluegrass is going to adjust to the adjustment as he calls timeout number 3 for the Broncos. The 3:01 to go here in the third period. Kings West leading 33-27 for RBI Game of the Week. I'm Tomas Meese, bringing you Tournament B School Basketball Championships from the Spokane Arena. So as we get underway with the third timeout in the books for Lynn Richfield, that's one of the advantages for Kings West. Way they've only used 2. Cameron Stevenson, the three-point shot on the right-hand side. Schildmeier's blockout sends him down. No call, so that's consistent for the tournament. But getting the rebound and putting back in, number 23, Nick Ashley. Good hard work by the 5'9" junior forward. Reeves gets the ball across the court from Lamza and dribbles out against McPherson and Wellstand. Schildmeier right in front of the coach. Lamza from the top of the key looks for Bright. He has to back out of the key. Reeves now left-hand side. Gamble by number 11, Andy Wellstand. Could have had a foul there, but instead it's Adam Schildmeier for a three-point play. 2:13 the clock, and it's 36-29 Warriors. 7-point lead. Nice job, Adam Schildmeier, and the Warriors breaking that pressure down. Down low, Cameron Stevenson. Spin move, and a good job Mine, the junior, 6 foot forward. Light of frame. Three-quarter pressure now. Reeves splits the difference left side. Lamsa drains it from 12. Nice job, John Lamsa. Very cool character out there. Nick Ashley dribbles it, gives it to Jake Pratt. In the corner to Wellsand. Schildmeier on him in the right corner, dribbling back out. Zone defense, and Moore is smashed by the nice pick held by Jake Crack. And that's just good, hard basketball, and Stan Moore knows it. Foul going to be called down here against John Lamson. That's his second personal and second team foul in the half as Adam Burleson and David Keel check in to give Stan Moore and Nick Wright a break for Coach Rick Walker and the game. Hats off to the assistants, Greg Thatcher, Al Valencia, Bryce Gaines. Long-range shot, rebound by Nick Ashley underneath as he works it. And again, Adam Schildmeier standing with his hands straight up, being called for a foul by the same official, John Hansen. And I got to try to understand what he sees. Schildmeier did go up, but he kept his position, and that's not always the same interpretation when you go from area to area. And Tom Jones kind of shakes his head, maybe agreeing with me, maybe just shaking off some of the comments by the players under their breath. So Nick Ashley from the free throw line makes it 38-32 with 1:22 to go in the third period. And that can happen to you no matter what the team. We saw the girls victimized by not being able to understand what the referees are going to call and what they're not going to call and which one's going to call it. You've got to have consistent refereeing, and it's always a challenge when you bring good referees, but perhaps some areas with different interpretations. That's going to happen no matter what. You talk Westbound, you talk Metro or Seattle area, you're going to deal with the same issues. So shake it off and deal with it. Here we go. Jesse Reeves, top of the key. Lands with the safety valve. Schildmeier on the left. Wants to work it and does. Two-point shot from near the stripe. And a nice rebound by Jake Pratt. And here comes the Broncos trying to cut into that six-point lead with just under 50 seconds to go. McPherson underneath throws a shot, but it's a very astute Cameron Stevenson to get that rebound before it touched anything. And with 40 seconds on the clock, just like that, it's 38-34. And the other way, as the Broncos earn themselves another chance to cut into that lead, 38-34 with 24 on the clock. Big stretch, crack out to McPherson. They're going to work with that last shot. If they can bring it within two or within even one, maybe, they know they've really got a psychological edge and a chance to have this anybody's ball game, which it very much is. 10 on the clock as they start their move. And not paying attention, John McPherson, as Nick Ashley looks for him, right to left, cross-court pass. And 7.8 on the clock. It's Kings West with a chance to build back that six-point lead that's evaporated down to four. Into the ballgame, number 31, Drew Phillips. Number 13, James Sargent. As Jake Pratt will sit down for the final seconds of this third period. And here comes Kings West, Jesse Reed, John Lansman. David Skills in for Rick Walker, and a three-point effort rebounded by number 31, Drew Phillips, and that's the end of the third period with a score. Lynn Richfield, 34. Kings West, 38. It's RBI Game of the Week. B-School Tournament action from the Spokane Arena. We'll be right back.